This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Richard Battle joining us now. The shot we should remember and why. Welcome, Richard.
Good afternoon, John. It's great to be with you. And let me extend my happy birthday wishes to Anne. She is a real jewel.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I'm sure she would say the same. So thank you very much, Richard. Appreciate that.
Well, and today the shot we remember and should remember, which happens in 2 days from now, actually, but tomorrow is the anniversary of Paul Revere and William Dawes' ride, to warn about the British, or as they call them in those days, the regulars being out.
And right.
Remembering what happened and why the regulars were out is so important, especially as we see some of the chicanery going on these days with our elected officials.
The British are coming, the British are coming, is what he was saying as he rode, right?
Well, they were saying the regulars are out, and they adapted it later once we were not British citizens anymore.
Gotcha.
Just saying the British are coming because we aren't them anymore.
Gotcha. Okay, makes sense. And it was the Paul Revere's ride, it's called, right?
Well, yes, he was the most famous one, and he'd been a messenger for years for the Continentals as they were debating independence and everything. But William Dawes and Samuel Prescott, Israel Bissell, and Sybil Ludington also had rides over a period of time to warn on that. And, of course, the famous poem that some of us had to learn in school by Longfellow started out, "Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere on the 18th of April in 75. Hardly a man is now alive who remembers that famous day and year." And I doubt most people in school today even know who Paul Revere is.
I'm sad to say you're probably correct on that one.
Yes, and why they were out.
Yeah, why were
night.
They coming? Yeah, let's get into that, Richard. What were they on the move for?
Well, and they went to Lexington first. And if you've never stood on the green in Lexington and stood there and imagined what it was like, I hope that you get the opportunity to. They were trying to go arrest Samuel Adams, who was kind of the mentor for the younger patriots, and John Hancock, who was the financier for much of the action. But they were trying to arrest them for quote-unquote offensive speech, and they were trying to confiscate all the weapons at Concord. And so Revere warned the people in Lexington, enabling Adams and Hancock to leave and head toward Concord. And 70 Minutemen were summoned in the middle of the night and gathered and stood there waiting to see what was going to come out of the dark from the British soldiers. And the anticipation and the anxiety, we can only imagine what they were going through, because they were farmers, tavern owners, all kinds of different occupations. They were not professional soldiers. There were 70
right.
of them. And next thing you know, 800 British troops come marching up early in the morning and confront them. And so they had a choice to stand their ground or run. And the men of Lexington said, "Let it begin here." And who knows which shot rang out first, but there were half a dozen roughly patriots killed, and the British, after a skirmish, headed toward Concord. And they met 400 Minutemen in Concord who repulsed them.
Interesting. And one thing, too, we all tend to forget, and it's just part of I don't know, I guess it's part of what young kids especially have been trained to think, and I think it's on purpose, is a lot of people think that the guys you're talking about, Richard, were somehow these old 70-year-old men, you know, running around and doing the things they were. And while in this case Sam Adams was in his early 50s, the majority of the founding fathers and the leaders of the country at that time, some were in their 20s and or 30s was all, and were really making huge decisions on the future of the country.
Well, yes, and there were teenagers as well. And the British, as they left Concord, headed back to Boston, and there was a roadway, which you've seen these rock walls that parallel a roadway. So it was almost like they were going through a maze, and Minutemen were coming from all over New England that could get there and were firing on them as they retreated back into Boston. And there were about 70 British soldiers killed that day, but they were licking their wounds all the way back to Boston. And at that time, the Continental Congress was debating, do we declare independence or not? And that shot heard around the world, ended that debate, and turned a discussion into an independence movement.
It really, I mean, you think about the founding of the country and what all happened and what led up to it in the time, or what was going on at that time, as you just so duly said a moment ago, what the British were actually trying to do, and then you compare that to today and where we're at. And I'm, Richard, I'm sorry, and I'm not trying to, you know, put down any individuals or generations or what have you, but I'm afraid to say that you would only have a handful of young people today willing to do the same things these men did then.
Well, it's because we've stopped teaching about the specialness and the exceptionalism of our country, and we've got the longest standing republic in history. Our Constitution is the longest governing document in the history of the world. The experiment of self-governance is still unique in the world.
Right.
And we have to train young people, just like my parents did me and yours did you. We
right.
have to tell them, here's what you have that's special and why, so they will be willing to invest and sacrifice and preserve it for their children and grandchildren down the road. Because if we don't, then we'll end up, yes, we'll have a country, but we'll be like anyone else.
Yep.
We'll be mediocre. We'll have poverty. We won't have the opportunity to succeed like we do now and dream the American dream. And then once that happens, it's much harder to gain it than it was to, or regain it than it was to get it the first time.
Things that people forget, too, is when a country changes into what you're talking about, and you see this around the world, you end up with, and I hate to use the term classes, but you literally end up with two classes of individual, low and high. The middle class, and I know it's called class for a reason, and I've went through that with my listeners before, Richard, but the reality is that middle income, or the middle class, if you would, is pretty much decimated. You have low class and you have high class, and that's it. The rest of it is gone.
Well, that's exactly true. And to help people relate, I've seen this, and I know you and I have talked about it before, in the business world, in the civic and volunteer world, with organizations who succeed, and then you don't perpetuate the leadership and the organization goes downhill, rarely to succeed again. And that's the same type model. So to continue success, whether it be on the football field, repeating as a champion, or in a business or a country, we have to continually educate people on why what they have is worth it and how exceptional it is.
Yep. There's a quote in here from James Madison. If men were angels, no government would be necessary. If angels were to govern men, neither external nor internal controls on government would be necessary. In framing a government which is to be administered by men over men, the great difficulty lies in this. You must first enable the government to control the governed, and the next place, oblige it to control itself. I'm sorry, Richard, but we're beyond that now.
Well, unfortunately, I think you may be correct, but we have to continue to fight against it. And our founders and the great leaders we've had since then, I see very few today, they understood that individual humans were imperfect.
Yep.
They understood too much power located any one place was corrupting. And so that's why they put the safeguards in our founding documents. And to see what happened today, for example, in the Senate with a duly filed impeachment on a secretary, and for them to dismiss it the way they did, setting that precedent, it took another safeguard out of our Constitution.
Yep.
And we should enjoy those safeguards and those precedents and live by them, because every time we take one down, it's one less thing that holds this country together.
Well said. All right, give us our last quote here from Alan Moore.
Well, and this is from a movie. I love this, V for Vendetta, and it's talking about a movement against the government. It says, people shouldn't be afraid of their government. Hmm. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Well said.
And like Lincoln said, it's of the people, by the people, and for the people, not pretending for the people.
I'll leave it at that. RichardBattle.com is the place to go if you've got some graduates that are either graduating college or high school and you want to give them a special gift. There's all sorts of resources that Richard has at his website. And, Richard, I know that if folks go and buy something for one of those particular students, you have the ability to make that even more special.
Well, all books off RichardBattle.com are signed. If they email me, Richard@RichardBattle.com, after ordering, and let me know who they would like it inscribed to, I'm happy to do that. And through early June, we have a promo. If you buy three books, I will add as a gift or a bonus a copy of the volunteer handbook.
Awesome. Richard, I appreciate it very much. RichardBattle.com, thank you very much, as always.
My pleasure. God bless America.
God bless you, Richard. Appreciate you. Have a great night. Roof Savers of Colorado coming up next. Again, if you've not had your roof inspected after the wind that we've had, I would highly suggest that you get that done. Dave Hart will do that for you. Roof Savers of Colorado, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax rejuvenation treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers. Find out what he can do for you on a mortgage today, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Premier Home Remodels, if you've been putting something off, don't do it any longer. Give Premier a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels.
Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com.
All right, up next, Gino's Auto Service. If you've got something going on with your vehicle that you need either looked at or you want some repair work done or some maintenance work done, whatever the case may be, and they've got a suspension special running right now as well, it's ginosautoservice.com. Don't forget, Gino starts with a J.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA quick struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA quick struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Before Sonny Kutcher joins us here in just a moment, we're going to talk about Iran. But in the meantime, two opposing stories. And I felt like these, in a way, went together. First one is Denver, City of Denver, is going to defund the police department by $8.4 million and shift those resources over to migrants, illegals. Let's call it what it is. And I don't have the actual, you know, news source in front of me, but it's kind of all over local news stations today. And Mike Johnson says that we should welcome them because they'll do work no one else will. By the way, Mike, that's a huge cop-out, and no, that's not the reason to ever allow someone to be here illegally, period. To take $8.4 million from an agency that is really there to keep the peace, it's a disaster. I mean, if you're going to take $8.4 million from something, it shouldn't be there. But again, it shows you the priorities of Democrats and what they feel is most important. Now, is there overspending? And I've said this many, many times. Could I go into any budget on any particular level, any government level, and cut at least 10% out? Yes. Now, is that the case here? I don't know. The optics of this look terrible, though. Whether there's an $8 million overage there or not, I have no idea, but the optics look terrible. And something that whoever is advising Mike Johnson on is not doing a very good job, or he's not listening, one of the two. Maybe somebody's advising him to not do this, but he's doing it anyways. I don't know. On the flip side, I found this story very interesting. This is locally, news story here locally, Fox 31. Brazil, next year, will now require that if you're just traveling there, you will be required, if you're from U.S., Canada, and Australia, you'll have to obtain a visa before entering the country. And the catch with the visa is you must have at least $2,000 in your bank account, or you'll need a sponsor that does. In other words, are you financially secure enough to go enter their country as a visitor? Not living there, not showing up illegally, but as a visitor, you'll have to now prove that you've got at least $2,000 cash in your account or have a sponsor that does. Otherwise, no visa. Now, isn't that completely the opposite of what we're doing as a country, especially Mike Johnson, when he's just welcoming migrants in, and we're going to now defund our own police department by $8.4 million so we can shift that money over to migrants because we're not checking anybody's bank account before they show up. So the reason why I said I think those went together is because they're opposing one another. One country, who, by the way, probably has some migrants they're sending here or some illegals they're sending here, don't know that for sure, so don't quote me on that. I don't know who's coming across the border exactly. I will say that I think, and yeah, I'll defend Mexico here for a moment. I think Mexico gets a bad rap when it comes to illegal immigration. Are they allowing people to pass through and then letting them pass the border? Yes, and for that I hold them accountable. On the same token, are the majority of people coming across the southern border from Mexico? No, they're not. And how do I know that? Because I travel to Mexico enough throughout the year to talk to some locals to know pretty much what they do and how they look at things. And the majority of Mexicans, yes, I'm calling them that because they're from Mexico. They're Mexicans, like we're Americans. They don't want to come here. They're fine with their lives and where they live and what they do. They have no desire to come here. So we tend to, as Americans, say that everyone coming across the southern border is coming across illegal and they're from Mexico. No, frankly, they're not. The majority are coming from other countries, 100-plus other countries. Now, they're passing through Mexico, which, yes, again, I will hold Mexico accountable for that, and they need to be held accountable. They're allowing them to pass through, and they shouldn't be. But again, in their defense, it's not the Mexican citizens themselves coming across the border. There are some, yes, but most are not. Most are coming from other countries all the way down into South America, by the way. So, point being, this story about Brazil, April 10th, 2025, so roughly a year from now, you'll need a government-granted visa, and you'll have to show them a bank statement that proves you have at least $2,000 USD in your bank account, or you're not getting a visa. Completely the opposite of what we're doing here in America when it comes to our border protection. So I just thought that was interesting that we've got completely opposites going on in that respect. So, at any point, if you're going to go to Brazil next year, make sure you've got all your ducks in a row because that's going to change some things for Americans that travel to Brazil for tourism. So, we'll be right back. Sonny Kutcher will be joining us here momentarily. Bruce Simmons is next. He is a reverse mortgage professor, and he will tell you whether a reverse mortgage for you is a good fit or not. Call him today, 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith, who is with us at 3 o'clock today, by the way. And if you want some help when it comes to your financial future and getting there, knowing what to do, how to invest, where to invest, give Al a call today, 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago.
What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold to individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Level Engineering. Alan Davis has a new program for a lot of you that thought solar may not work for you. He can explain to you how it may now work for you. 303-378-7537.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay upfront for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now. Guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
John Cannata, he is our cyber guy. I mentioned to a client today that there are a lot of businesses out there that really have no idea how their cybersecurity works and whether they're even protected, and most are not. So you know what? Make sure you're protected today. Call John the Cyber Guy. Find him at klzradio.com.
Have you ever considered a career as a cyber criminal? Think of all the money you could extort from victims. No experience? No problem. With the latest ransomware as a service, you can get all the tools and support of a top-ranked ransomware gang for just a few dollars a day. And with so many underprotected businesses out there, you won't have to work very hard. All you need is a big ego and no scruples. But wait, maybe you're an ethical person with a conscience, a business owner who just wants to take care of customers. You'd rather avoid ransomware. If that's you, call John the Cyber Guy. John knows the tactics hackers use and has the tools and know-how to stop them. Ransomware as a service is a real and growing threat. Don't let some entry-level hacker bring down the business you work so hard to build. Contact John the Cyber Guy today at klzradio.com/security or call him at 720-593-6688.
Now back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, well, welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. As I said a few moments ago, Sunny Kutcher joining us now from Young Americans Against Socialism. Sunny, how are you this week?
I'm doing great. Great to be back.
Always a joy having you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to join us. A lot going on. A lot happened, while I was gone on vacation. Somebody texted me and says, man, John, when you leave on vacation, everything just kind of goes to crap. And I'm like, well, no, it's just kind of going to crap all the time. You just notice it more probably when I'm not here. Reality is, Sonny, big things going on overseas, Middle East, Iran. These are literally just, in my opinion, a bunch of terrorist butchers running around that need put in their place. And yet there's people running around saying death to America instead.
It's quite unbelievable. I mean, when you watch, you know, some of these Iranians who are coming out and really speaking against what the reality of the situation is, that the Islamic Republic is supporting its proxies all over the Middle East,
yep,
to bully Israel. Now, whether, you know, someone's opinions about what's going on is pro-Israel or anti-Israel, any of these things, what we are seeing is a complete support on the left from, you know, radical, dare I say, socialists in universities that are actually supporting what the Islamic Republic is doing, while Iranians who have fled that country and have been threatened and killed and censored and and all of the above for speaking out against the Islamic Republic are trying to wave the flag and say you are supporting a full-on theocratic totalitarian regime.
Yeah, and for those of you that don't know the Iranian history or Iran's history, at one point in time, and Sonny, you probably know this, I mean, it was a very flourishing, open, capitalistic country. They did very well. People loved living there. It was really a great place. And soon after, of course, it becoming more Muslim controlled, I guess you could say, it just started going down the tubes, became very much a terrorist state, which it is today. Life there is miserable. It's not like it once was. And some of the old-time Iranians can actually tell you what it was at one time. By the way, it's the reason why a lot of them fled and came here. And I knew some of those people back in the 70s that did just that. They came here, started businesses, great people. But they left at that time for the very things you and I talk about on a weekly basis. They saw the country before them that they loved changing.
Absolutely. And we've seen this, you know, all over the world. And that's why it is kind of interesting to have this example of a totalitarian regime that also has the, you know, religious aspects completely intertwined into the regime that they created, as you mentioned, after the 1979 revolution, which brought about the Islamic Republic and
yep.
the Ayatollah.
Yep.
So,
And again, for everybody listening, I actually went to school with some kids where their dad actually came here. And if I name the name of some of the businesses that they started, most people would know them. I won't do that because, I don't want to, throw anybody under the bus or embarrass anybody, Sonny. But literally, I went to school with some of those individuals that came from Iran. They came here. They started businesses. They did very well. They could see the handwriting on the wall as to what was coming for them. And some of them left literally as we're talking, those dates, the late 70s, early 80s. They left. They came here. They fled. And by the way, rightfully so, they were the smart ones.
Absolutely. And they could see that. Having the Ayatollah implement essentially Sharia law into the rules of the state and
right.
how they run the country. I mean, now, we can look. Doing research, you can see that the laws that are put in place we want to talk about discrimination against women and women's rights.
Oh.
I mean, does someone want to tell the Ayatollah that he's not being very kind to women?
Absolutely.
I mean, the age of consent to be married, it was now raised, or not now, but in the past was raised to the age of 13. I mean, they don't have, the right to vote. They have to be escorted by their husbands before they travel anywhere.
Right.
The list goes on.
It's very oppressive. Let's just say it that way, Sonny. I mean, it is a completely oppressive place to live. Again, as I said earlier, in my opinion, it's a place that's run by a bunch of terrorists and thugs and so on, and it needs to change. And what's unfortunate is we have to have literally Iranian women going on air debating people in front, on Piers Morgan's show, debating individuals, Muslims basically, on how bad it is, and literally having those opposition forces, the Muslims basically say, oh, no, they've got it wrong. That's not how it is. You guys are completely wrong. I mean, I listen to that and I just think to myself, are you deaf? Are you dumb? What's the deal? Or are you just bought in so much to the world that you believe in, that whole Muslim world, the terrorist world? I guess you've bought into it so much, you'll go on air and say anything.
Exactly. And at this point, I think they've bought into the idea that Israel is this oppressive apartheid state. I mean, they truly believe that.
No, you're right. They truly believe that. Absolutely.
We know that the, Palestinian authorities are, presenting these numbers that are just simply not accurate because they're counting Hamas terrorists within their numbers. So, I mean, that's why we live in such completely different realities. And now you have people saying, well, they're so excited and celebrating that Iran is, is putting their foot down on Israel. And saying, well, Iran is so great to live in. And it's like, why don't you just ask some Iranians
Correct.
Who actually live there?
Correct.
How much they love living there and all this stuff. And it's like, well, I don't know, maybe because they'll be killed if they do. I just saw a video of a woman, another one of those videos where a woman got, literally swept away and kidnapped because she wasn't wearing her hijab properly.
Yep.
So
yep.
they truly cannot speak out.
They cannot.
And what
That's
we're
right.
seeing is just complete distortion of reality, which is it plays exactly into what the tactics of communists are. And it's no surprise that, that video that was going around social media of that man getting up in Chicago, they were at a Teamsters union meeting, and a bunch of them were all socialists, and they're, you know, saying death to America,
right.
death to Israel,
right.
and praising the work of Iran, who are truly terrorists and truly just discriminating against people and have zero context of human rights.
And I want to talk about that for a moment, because we talk about this a little bit on the National Crawford Roundtable that folks will hear tonight at 6. And the reality of that, too, for everybody listening, that's not a free speech issue, by the way, folks. When you're chanting, you know, death to America, it'd be no different than chanting, you know, death to Joe Biden. If you actually went out publicly and said that, in most cases, the Secret Service would show up. You'd have all sorts of issues because you can't make those sorts of statements and threats. It's not a free speech issue. These are tyrannical statements these individuals are making. And frankly, Sonny, those people should be rounded up, arrested, deported, wherever they came from. If they're American citizens, they should go to prison. If they came from another country, they should be deported back. Reality is we should not put up with that nonsense at all, period.
Right, and if someone does want to claim free speech, it's like, okay, wonderful, fine, but at least be able to condemn the fact that someone who lives in this country, if they cannot condemn the statement death to America, then they have no business being here, and you should really get on a flight. I love that, you know, that video I sent you of the girl on Piers Morgan talking about she could not condemn the statement
right.
to America. Well, I want to talk about the Palestinians dying. It's like, okay, well, two things can be true at the same time.
That's right.
And, you know, her hijab, her hair is showing, you know, under her hijab. So I would love for her to get on an airplane and go to Iran and see how the Islamic Republic deals with her there. But it truly is just so devastating. And the fact that we are seeing the degradation of our society, where people who live in this country and are benefiting and prospering on live television, being a commentator on Piers
yep.
Morgan.
And they won't condemn people saying death to America. And even Piers, as much of a liberal as he is, he's even asking point blank, are you not going to condemn those statements? And she would not do it.
No, because that's because truly, this is their end goal.
That's
and
right.
Now the veil is being lifted. And
absolutely.
The truth. It is actually, you're right. It's amazing that even someone like Piers was like, okay, I will ask you about Gaza, but what about death to America?
Right. Well, Andy Pate, my co-host on Tuesdays and Fridays, we were talking before the show today, Sonny. The only fault that I fault Israel on any of this is, frankly, they haven't been swift and strong enough on dealing with Hamas, and now they've got Iran that they're dinking around with. The reality is, and I've said it from day one, they should have given some leaflets. They should have said, 3 days from now, we're going to level this place. We'll rebuild it afterwards. You need to find a new home. We're done. We're not playing this game anymore. So get out or die. That's what I would have done had I been leading.
You know, I really do see that the writing is on the wall. They want World War III, and there is a very, you know, deep pit in my stomach, because I just feel that the leaders of the world are in cahoots, and they are just collaborating with each other to bring the world into World War III, you know, for lack of a better, more dramatic term. You know, I just think that this has just escalated way too far.
I can't disagree. And again, if there's any fault that I'll give to Israel, it's the fact that I don't feel like they've been they've dealt swiftly enough with some of these things. They have listened too much to the Joe Bidens of the world. They should have just said, hey, Joe, shut up. Our country, we'll run it the way we want to. If you're in, fine. If not, we'll deal with this on our own. We have more than enough ability to take care of this, and they should have. And the fact of the matter is, and over again, unfortunately for the Jewish nation, over and over again, since the beginning of the nation, some 4,000 years ago, they don't do what they're supposed to do, and it comes back to bite them.
Right, absolutely.
I'm sorry to say that, Sonny, but the reality is, even at one point in time, God said, do this. They didn't, and guess what? It comes back to bite them.
I of course, and you know, if you've read the Bible, you see that, and it's hard because we, you know, as a Jew, we are resilient people. We are not victims, and I do believe that, you know, with all of this.
But you're too nice sometimes.
Well, that may very well be true, and I think that, you know, we are paying the price. However, I also fully believe that this is, you know, extremely biblical, and everything that's
happening
is for a reason.
No, you're right.
is coming to light, and the only way that you can expose the truth is by exposing the darkness. And people are seeing all of these totalitarian, controlling, far left, radical people are showing themselves to be what they are, which is wanting complete destruction of the entire free world.
Yep. No. And again, I love all you guys dearly, you especially. So please don't take any offense to what I just said. You guys are too nice sometimes. You guys need to be tougher. The country of Israel needs to be tougher. The leadership of Israel needs to be tougher. I mean, frankly, this is why I talked about this on the roundtable today a little bit. It's why the Obama administration interfered with the Jewish elections, because the Israeli elections, because he did not want to see people that were strong in power, because again, he, in my opinion, is a true blue Muslim, and he did not want to see Israel be as strong as they are now today.
Exactly. Oh, and no offense taken. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. That's why I there's a part of me that does believe that there is an inside ball game happening here.
Yep. Can't do. Okay. Yeah. Young Americans Against Socialism. Before I let you go, how do folks find you?
Yeah, absolutely. And I did also want to say, you know, a lot of the information that I've learned has been from that amazing attorney. She is so brilliant. Her name is Elika Laban. You can look her up on social media.
She will be, but for all of you listening, she will be in our show notes later tonight, so you won't have to look anything up. Just go to our show notes and you'll find it, because I've got it in my notes.
I've learned so much from her, and she just drops truth bomb after truth bomb, and she is middle of the road. She is showing all sides of this, which is Iranians do not support the Islamic Republic. The Islamic Republic are all of a sudden now they are showing their true colors. Everyone has been supporting the proxies, Hamas, Hezbollah, etc. And now they're showing that, you know, that we are actually after Israel. And
that's right.
And she says, this is not about, you know, if you really feel that way about Israel, then you really are just hating Jews. That's really what.
That's right.
And you're hating freedom.
Amen.
You want to destroy freedom. And so for us, of course, that is really important, because we do see a link here between what's going on and, you know, the ideology of socialism and communism. So for us, Young Americans Against Socialism, Educate Freedom, you can look that program up as well. And we're really excited to be sharing, you know, our resources coming out very soon.
Well, I appreciate it. In fact, somebody just texted me and said the founder of Lifetime Fitness, which I did not know this, fled Iran in the 70s, ended up starting what is now a multi-billion-dollar company, literally started in the U.S. by cleaning locker rooms at Nautilus gyms in Colorado Springs. Great, great, great example. Thank you, by the way, for texting that in. Sonny, thank you. Thank you for bringing this to our attention. Thank you for bringing her to our attention as well, and I'll be following her like you from this point forward.
Thank you so much. It's such an honor, and I'm just grateful to be able to share these perspectives and these angles, because this is what creates better conversation, better understanding, is being able to talk about this from the perspective of Americans.
Yep.
We value personal responsibility, hard work, and freedom. And it's at this point, we need to be so strong about give me liberty or give me death.
Amen.
That's it. That's
Amen. Sonny, thank you. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much.
You
likewise.
Bet. Have a great night. Sonny Kutcher again, Young Americans Against Socialism, High Five Plumbing coming up next. And again, you know, talking about a company that will do right by you, take care of you. Right now, there's $100 off if you need any plumbing done at your home. That is High Five Plumbing. I should say home and or business. They can take care of your business as well. 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE is how you find them. Again, $100 off your next repair. Now, some of you are thinking, you know, I don't even know if I need anything. Well, that's the key. Find out if anything's coming up in the future. Do that preventative maintenance. Make sure things are taken care of and avoid any major catastrophes. Call Hi-Fi. They've also got devices that can help you save water, which, of course, saves money. They've got all sorts of things they can help you with when it comes to upgrades. Again, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. That's Hi-Fi Plumbing. Dr. Scott Faulkner, you hear us talk a lot on health and wellness on that first hour here on Wednesdays about how to stay healthy. We talk more about that on Thursdays, by the way, with Dr. Kelly Victory. And Dr. Scott fits right into this perfectly, because he believes, like Dr. Kelly, like Steve House, like myself, in everything that's happened COVID-related, he is on our side. Have him be your doctor today. Don't be held back by big pharma or big insurance. Call Dr. Scott instead 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition? trying to meet a health and wellness goal, or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at CastleRockRegenerativeHealth.com or find him at RushToReason.com.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, $50 off an AC tune-up special. Give them a call today. Find them at KLZRadio.com.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem of the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Susan at Premier Manufacturing says, "In the 2+ years I have been with Premier Manufacturing, my interaction with BES has been nothing but positive. When we have a service issue, they do their best to have someone sent out that same day, and the service people have always been friendly, efficient, and professional." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Hey, as the classic cars start coming out, as we get into the summer months here, you may be thinking, man, I should look at the insurance on that, make sure that done properly. American National Insurance, they've got a special policy just for classic cars. Call Paul Lewinberger, my agent today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Lewinberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Lewinberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, a couple minutes left of this hour, and Andy and I both spent a lot of time yesterday going through an article on the Epoch Times talking about Colorado, and it used to be red, and now it's blue, and how do we get it back red again? And I really went through and dissected, Andy and I both did, that entire article. And at one point, I said, listen, if Dave is really being accurate here, and he's really, you know, being true blue in what he's saying, then he wouldn't be so upset about unaffiliated voters voting in the primary. In fact, yesterday I called him a liar, because he is. He's a hypocrite. He's a liar. Called him a pig yesterday as well, because I think he is. I want to see him go. To prove my point, there's a lawsuit. Colorado GOP subpoenas top Republican lawmaker in the party's lawsuit seeking to block unaffiliated voters from primary. So as I said yesterday, Dave, I'm speaking to you. If you really believed everything that was in that article from the Epoch Times, you wouldn't be doing this. Because Dave yesterday said that he feels like most unaffiliated voters, you know, they can be swayed one way or the other. In fact, they could be swayed to the right as easily as they can be swayed to the left. Well, Dave, if you really believe that, you wouldn't be trying to block them from the primaries. You're a liar. Plain and simple. So those of you that are on Dave's side, by the way, think again. Dave is a hypocrite, a liar, and he is sending this party down the tubes. Anybody affiliated with him would be best to leave him completely alone and run as far away as you possibly can. So if you want to read this article, it's in my notes. It's on the Colorado Sun today. But yeah, there's a lawsuit. They are going after Lynch, trying to, you know, basically subpoena all sorts of documents on his run for his particular seat. It's a bunch of nonsense. It needs to go away. Concentrate on winning in 2024 and stop this nonsense. But Dave's not going to do that. So I'll be back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.